podcast specifically on Sans News Bites as part of the technology blog and podcast series under Sans News Bites. Hopefully we will be able to do this. The newsletter is updated every week. It is a twice a week update, so we will do the best we can with making sure that we get this updated. Now, this newsletter is not going to be detailed in regards to audio, but we'll talk about some of those that might be big. So, top of the news, Chrome update addresses critical use after free vulnerability. This particular one is going to be very big because of the fact that this deals with memory stuff, and when you're done with it, it's supposed to free up the memory or whatever resource it might be using. But there may be cases that this type of thing doesn't quite work the way that it is intended. So, that's why they call them use after free. You're freeing up something, but it's still in a state where it hasn't released whatever that resource is. There is a WordPress plugin out there called WP Ghost. It has a vulnerability, and this particular vulnerability isn't necessarily good, but if you don't even have it in the first place, then you're probably better off. The vulnerability affects all versions, and you should be on the latest one. And basically, the plugin itself is supposed to protect you from other types of things. I don't use it myself, but it is part of top of the news. So, in the show notes, you're going to find a link to the newsletter, and in there you are going to have all of the details if that affects you. Ingress and Jinx controller critical vulnerability. Again, this is something I don't use, but maybe you might want to look at this in the newsletter. If you know somebody who might use this, you'll want to ping them and say, hey, go fix this. It's in this week's Sans News Bites. There is probably no surprise that an advanced persistent threat group, we call these APT groups. This particular group is having ties to China. Well, the group is targeting Taiwan critical infrastructure. In probably a good thing, Cloudflare will reject all HTTP traffic to APIs. Malicious document converter sites on the rise, says the FBI. So these are websites that promise that they're going to convert a particular file from one format to another. There used to actually be an easy way to convert PDFs to text by sending an email, but that seems to be gone these days. Citizen Lab, they do research. They are detailing Paragon spyware findings. And there are over 300 arrests in Africa as Operation Red Card took place. And finally, for this newsletter, in the rest of the news, U.S. Federal Communication Commission is investigating operation of companies on covered list. So those are going to be your headlines, and you will find a copy of the newsletter in our show notes. This is going to be a very interesting newsletter discussion for a podcast on its own, because then we could talk about the bigger items in more detail, like the WP Ghost plugin, because WordPress is one of the biggest things that is used on the internet these days. And we want to make sure we're trying to get out news when we can, and this is just another outlet to do that. So we're starting with the current newsletter, which is on Tuesday the 25th. It is going to be volume 27, number 23. And again, you can find a link in the show notes. So again, I think if you take all of the headlines and you take some of the biggest news, I think the first biggest item, and of course top of the news, being Chrome needing updating. And there they actually said that if you have users that are waiting, they should wait not more than 72 hours. And I guess from what they're also saying, browsers are getting better at making sure that they leave off where you told them you wanted to be off. So if you have 5 tabs open, you should have those 5 tabs open. The other one, of course, being the WordPress Ghost. They're supposed to help protect you from various things, and they've got a vulnerability that you need to be aware of. The rest of them are all interesting items, and of course we've gone through everything now. I hope that you will enjoy this program, and we'll try and release this podcast on Wednesday and on Saturday to allow me time to read the newsletter, because it comes out in the afternoon. Again, it comes out Tuesdays and Fridays. And so we're just trying to provide another way for you to be updated on what's out there. And of course, check out the blog at jaredtech.help. I hope everyone has enjoyed this episode, and I'll see you again on Saturday.